Good evening, First Baptist Church family and friends, and welcome to our Wednesday night prayer service for November 30th, 2022. This is Cynthia Tinsley, your facilitator for tonight. I'm praying that everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving and that you shared it with family and friends. And just in case you forgot, we are here every Wednesday to remind you that prayer changes things. Before we get started, I want to remind you of two things. Please quiet all background noise when the line is unmuted. Please quiet all background noise when the line is unmuted, especially when we call for prayers, requests for prayers. So if you could try to quiet your background noise at that time, that would greatly be appreciated. And number two, all participants for this evening should leave their phones unmuted and wait until I call your name before speaking. We will now begin with our prayer of thanksgiving and praise by Deacon Wesley Riddick.
Father God, I just want to thank you for all you do for us all the time. I want to thank you for keeping us safe during seen and unseen dangers. Father God, I want to thank you for our church, First Baptist. I want to thank you for our pastor, Pastor Tucker. He's given us a lot of years of service. And he's about to start his new adventure pretty soon. And I just want to thank him right now. Father God, I would like to also thank you for allowing us to see Deacon Bagley back at church on Sunday morning. We have missed him so, Father God. Father God, I'd like to thank you for our deaconess board, our trustee board, and the deacon board. Father God, you have just been so good to us and all the time. Father God, I'd like to thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
We will now have a scripture reading by Sister Michelle DuBose.
Good evening. I'll be reading Philippians 4:4-8. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. God's word is blessed. Amen.
We will now be led in prayer by Deacon Bruce Roberson.
Good evening, First Baptist family, friends, and visitors. I would like to thank all the people who make it possible that we can come together in fellowship on each Wednesday to lift up our concerns to the Lord. Before I pray, I'd like to share a quote that I read earlier today, and I think it will lift up someone's spirit tonight. And the name of this quote is, God says, remember these four things. Number one, I will make a way for you. Number two, I am fighting your battles. Number three, prayer is the best medicine. And finally, number four, trust my timing. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you are an awesome God. We come in this service to just seek your face and to praise you for all that you've done, all that you're doing right now, and all that you will do for us, Father. We rejoice that we can be in your presence and adore your great love. Father, we pray that your continued goodness and mercy will extend to all of us and hold us and protect us. God, we pause to say thank you, and we declare our faith and trust in you alone. God, there's so much trouble right now in our land and especially in our communities, and we know that you know all about it, God, and we put it in your hands that you will see a way that we can get out of this dark days that we're facing, but we know that your marvelous light will shine wherever you are and wherever we can be for what you have given us that we can give to others. Father, we ask that you forgive us of any sins or anything that we've done unpleasing to you. We pray that we see your power and your glory in our lives, in our family, and in our church. Stir us up, Lord, that we will be the people that you have called us to be, and that we will honor each other and will respect one another and we will love one another as you have loved us. We're so grateful to be blessed by you. You have been our help in many, many times of trouble, Father, and we're never going to forget that. We pray that you will comfort our bereaved families and strengthen our sick and shut-in members. And we lean on your word and we lean on your promises. And, Father, will you equip our pastor with every good thing that you have instilled in him and that you will continue to work through him and around him and that he will do what is pleasing to you. For it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Amen.
This is now your opportunity to speak directly to the Lord during our two-minute closed mic prayer. We will now be led in prayer by Deacon Orpheus Tucker.
Good evening, Church. Pray with me.
Father, thank you that you are always with us and will never leave us. Thank you for your mercy and your grace. Thank you for your incredible sacrifice that we might have freedom and life. Forgive us when we don't thank you enough for who you are, for all that you do, for all that you have given. Help us to set our eyes and our hearts on you afresh. Renew our spirits. Fill us with your peace and your joy. We love you. We need you. This day and every day, we give you praise and thanks. For you alone are worthy. Amen.
We will now have a musical selection followed by our inspirational speaker for this evening, the Reverend Dr. Gregory Wright, who is a son of First Baptist, as well as the founder and promoter of Fire Hearts Ministries, Inc. He is also the son of our dear member, Levia Wright.
Got so far to go. Good evening, Reverend Frank D. Tucker and First Baptist Church family. Indeed, it is a blessing to be with you tonight. And Reverend Dr. Gregory C. Wright, most of you guys know me as Gregory, Greg, and I was definitely blessed, you know, by that song. You might not know it, but that was actually the last song that my mom sang with the men and women of gospel before she passed away. So I definitely feel her presence as if she is right here beside me. This message I'm going to share with you is a message that that God placed in my heart. It's entitled, "What Should We Do Then?" What should we do then? I pray that God will bless this time, bless this message, and hope something said tonight will touch your hearts and encourage you in your faith. On Monday night, I had a dream. One of my adopted aunts, spiritual aunts, told me more like a vision. But I had this dream that I was somewhere in, and it was like this guy who was the Pied Piper, right? And he said some things, and I was on this venture. And as we went around into different neighborhoods, more people joined us. They went past my grandmother's house to pick up some things. And as we're going through, it's like, this person is not godly. There's something that's not right. And we're walking here and there, and it just seemed like this person was, like, shady. And eventually got to a shady location, and this person pulled out a contract. I call him the Pied Piper. He pulled out a contract and wanted us to sign it. And as I was waking up Tuesday morning, I was saying, don't sign it. I would tell people, don't sign it. And then the Lord laid it on my heart to look at Luke chapter 3, verse 10. But before I did that, I opened my Bible up, and it opened up to Luke chapter 2, verse 10, where it says, "But the angel said to them, do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger. Suddenly a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." I was like, Lord, what does this mean? He was like, go to Luke chapter 3, verse 10. And when I went to Luke chapter 3, verse 10, it says, "What should we do then?" the crowd asked. And I don't know about you, but when I go to a scripture, I like to go a few scriptures ahead to see what was going on before then. And I went up to verse 7 of Luke chapter 2, and it says, "John said to the crowds coming out to be baptized by him, you brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce fruit in keeping with repentance. And do not begin to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our father. But I tell you that out of these stones, God can raise up children for Abraham. The axe is already at the root of the trees, and every tree that does not produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire." In verse 10, again, "What should we do then?" the crowd asked. John answered, verse 11, "The man with two tunics should share with him who has none, and the one who has food should do the same. Tax collectors also came to be baptized. Teacher, they asked, what should we do? Don't collect any more than you are required to," he told them. Then some soldiers asked him, "And what should we do?" He replied, "Don't extort money and don't accuse people falsely. Be content with your pay." You might be wondering, what does this have to do with anything? And I was like, Lord, what is this? And what God laid on my heart was this: don't sign it, the contract. Don't sign it with your tears, fears, heartache, words of anger, disappointment, actions. Aligning yourself with the thief and giving away blessings that are intended to bless you. You see, my vision, that dream, I came to myself. You see, this Pied Piper presented himself as a friend, but intended to have my inheritance. It's like God was saying, wake up. So when he said, listen, this Pied Piper, like, next thing you know, he's like, look, we're going to do some work together. It was a group of us, different people. I didn't know who they were. We're going to do some work together. We have work to do, but before you do this, you've got to sign this contract. And then, boom, this contract was in front of me with that, and a pen was in my hand. It's like, sign on the dotted line. And I told them, I said, this is nothing. Something seems off about this. Don't sign the contract. Now, as I told you guys before, I woke up saying, don't sign it. And sometimes we sign the contract with the words that come out of our mouths that are not holy, with words with bitter root judgments, with fears, with disappointments. We sign the contract with the enemy, with the Pied Piper, you know, whatever you want to call that person, that individual, that angel disguised as an angel of light. And what happened was that when I started thinking about it, it was as if I was walking around, following this person, but then I came to. So what is the message that God laid in my heart? The first point, you know, it comes down to this thing, like, what should we do? You see, when you go to Luke chapter 3, verse 10, and the crowd is asking John, you know, what should we do? What should we do then? You know, sometimes we get to this point, and if you've ever been on a path or going on a trip or something like that, and you find yourself lost, you realize, you know, I'm not going in the direction that I'm supposed to go in. Wake up. What is the Lord saying? The Lord is saying, repent. Repent. You see, when you realize that you are headed in the wrong direction, you got to stop, listen, and regroup. Change the course of your direction. Now, I could have written on that contract, but thank God I woke up saying, don't sign it. Your fruit, your walk, your talk should align with your repentance. You know, John in verse 8, Luke chapter 2, verse 8, John said, produce fruit in keeping with repentance. If you're repenting, if you have repented, your fruit should, what you do, your actions, the things that you produce should align with that repentance. You see, your fruit should show that there is some change. Now, that dream and that vision, that person seemed like that person was a man of God, right? That Pied Piper, you know, it sounded right, it seemed right. But I woke up, even in this season. And it's going to all tie in a second. The second point tonight is this. It's on you. If you look in Luke chapter 3, where as he said, John said, produce fruit in keeping with repentance, and do not begin to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our father. For I tell you that out of these stones God can raise up children for Abraham. It's on you. You see, your parents' life cannot be what saves you. You have your own relationship with the Lord. I would love to get to heaven based on my mom, based on the impact of the lives she's touched, based on my grandmother Wright, Deaconess Wright, Margaret Wright. I would love that. Or my other grandparents, Rory and Nanny Edwards. I would love that. But guess what? You and I cannot get into heaven based on the coattails of the people, those people who've gone before us. You see, it's not about our parents. The question is he going to say to us, well done, a good and faithful servant? Is that what you're going to say? Or is he going to say, do I know you? The choice is yours to make today. see, this vision, that vision I had is a vision I felt like I was supposed to share to encourage us. I'll tell you in a minute. To encourage us, let's get right. Let's watch the things we say. Let's watch the things we do. Are we, whether we're signing on a dotted line on a contract, or whether that contract is made by the words that we say. But sometimes the words that we are saying are going against what God is trying to do in our lives. Bitterroot judgment. I will never forgive that person. That's contract. So then we're wondering, how come things are not happening? How come things are happening slowly? The question is, have you signed that contract? I woke up saying, don't sign that contract. Whether unforgiveness is part of it, whatever it is for you, don't sign that contract. Third point, get aligned with God. Lord, what do you want me to do? How do you want me to serve you? How do you want me to serve in your church? Lord, show me. Cancel the contract with the thief, the Pied Piper, the devil. No, cancel that contract. You see, bitterroot judgment, a word spoken out of anger, disappointment, all those different things. Like, I will never do this. I can never do that. Sometimes we're speaking those things against what the Lord is trying to do. Let's get in alignment with what the Lord was saying to do. Sometimes our words and actions bind up what God is wanting to do in our lives. You know, everything seemed right in that vision, in that dream. Everything seemed right. Sometimes, guys, we have to seek the Lord's face. And when we have that aha moment that we realize, you know what, this is not right, what should we do then? What should we do then? You know, and if you look at this in Luke chapter 2, verse 11, John answered that question with, again, the man with two tunics should share with him who has none, and the one who has food should do the same. Tax collectors also came to be baptized. Teacher, they asked, what should we do? Don't collect any more than you are required to, he told them. Then some soldiers asked him, and what should we do? He replied, don't extort money and don't accuse people falsely. Be content with your pay. What I got from that is this, listen, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with your might, with everything that's within you. And do unto others as you would have them do unto you. What should we do then? What should we do to make it right? What should we do? I want to encourage you tonight, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid of change. You see, when God shows up in your life, do not be afraid. Now, I'm going to Luke chapter 2, because there is hope. There is hope. I went in that vision, like I told you, when I opened my Bible up, when I woke up from that vision or dream, I woke up and opened my Bible to Luke chapter 2, verse 10. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes lying in a manger. Suddenly a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom favor rests. You know, I think it's not strange that God was saying, do not be afraid. See, when the Lord shows up in your life, do not be afraid. When he shines his light to remind us about the hope that Jesus Christ has been born, Emmanuel, God with us in the flesh, he's here. Why is this important even in this message? You know, when I had the aha moment, don't sign it. It's like, how did I get to this place and this contract is in my hand? How? But thank God for the message of hope. Do not be afraid. So if you found yourself either in a situation that you're saying, Lord, how did I end up here? The thing about it in this season. Listen, do not be afraid when God shows up in your life. Do not be afraid when God shines his light and shows up to you and shows out in your life. Do not be afraid in this season where there could be so much hurt and so much pain. Do not be afraid because God is with you. God has a blessing for you. God has a blessing with your name on it. And listen, God answers prayer. God answers prayer. I praise God for praying, grandmother, for praying grandparents, for praying mama. I sing it, mama. I praise God for you guys. I praise God for having sat in First Baptist Church, running around the congregation, running underneath the pews, listening to Reverend Dr. Frankie Tucker preach and all the great preachers and singers, musicians, everyone. Thank God for those prayers that carry us, even in this season. So perhaps you're saying, what should I do then? What should we do then? I'm going to encourage you not to sign that contract. Don't sign the contract with the enemy. Trust God. Trust the process. Don't speak against what God is trying to do in your life. And in that contract, for the me guys, that contract also represented an inheritance. That man, that Pied Piper, wanted me to sign on that dotted line, on that contract. And it was my inheritance. Don't sign the inheritance. Don't give away your inheritance. Don't sign the contract. And don't be fooled by the Pied Piper. Don't be fooled, but judge that fruit. What is the fruit saying about that person? You know, the word of God says, resist the devil, he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, he will draw nigh to you. What should you do? Repent. Lord, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Draw nigh to God. Do unto others as you have them do unto you. And more than that, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. What should you do? Be encouraged. Take hope in this season. Take hope in this season because Christ, our Savior, is born. God's promise was birthed into the world. Let that hope encourage you to do the right thing. Let that hope encourage you to continue to speak the word of God over your life and to walk in his truth. To do his will, to worship him with all your heart, all your soul, with all your mind, to love him with everything. What should we do then? See the hope in this season that we are in. God bless you guys. Have a good night. I'm so appreciative to have been here to spread this message of hope. Because there is hope. God bless you.
Take my life, let it be consecrated for you. Take my gifts and my plans, let them be used for you. Here's my whole heart and soul, want to be a vessel for your glory. Take my life, let it be consecrated for you. Take my mind, let it be consecrated for you. Take my gifts and my plans, let them be used for you. my whole heart and soul. Want to be a vessel for your glory. Take my mind, let it be consecrated for you. I know I can come to you, Lord. I know I can come. So I come on with a humble heart, knowing you here. I know you were here. And so want to be a vessel for your glory. Take my, let it be. Take my mind, let it be. Take my Lord, let it be. Take my heart, Lord, let it be. Take my life, let it be consecrated for you.
That was Consecrated for You by the Reverend Dr. Gregory Wright. The lines will be unmuted for 20 seconds so that we can show our appreciation for Reverend Dr. Wright and his message. The lines will be unmuted for 20 seconds, so please try to quiet all background noise.
Thank you, Reverend.
God has been with you this long. He will continue to be with you.
Praise His holy name. Thank you for that powerful word.
Bless you, Reverend Dr. Gregory Wright. So proud of you. Be blessed.
Wonderful job.
Amen. 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 Thank you so much. We have a few announcements this evening. The Virtual Health Ministry wants you to know that on Thursday, December 8th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at First Baptist Church, they will be hosting a shot and screening drive. So if you need a COVID booster shot, a shot for monkeypox, and or a flu shot, come on through. If you need your blood pressure screening and a dentist screening, come on through. But what they want you to do is to call the First Baptist Church Virtual Health Ministry to register. Please call 202-765-2513 to register for this event, which takes place on Thursday, December 8th. From 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at First Baptist Church. You will also receive a free gift card. So we encourage you to call 202-765-2513 to register for the virtual health ministry health screening for COVID booster shots, monkeypox shots, flu shots, a blood pressure screening, and a dentist screening. The members of the Pastor's Commemoration Committee wish to thank the First Baptist Church family, visitors, and friends for your participation toward the success of our church and pastor anniversary observances. As we continue our season of celebration honoring our pastor, please mark your calendars and join us at our virtual and in-person worship service on Sunday, December 11th at 10 a.m. for a service of recognition and appreciation sponsored by our outreach ministry. If you recall, the outreach ministry will be serving 125 foster children on Sunday, December 11th at 10 a.m. at First Baptist Church. And the gifts distributed to the children will be made in honor of our pastor, Reverend Frank D. Tucker. If you have any questions, we encourage you to contact Sister Betty McKenzie Mabry at 301-537-0499. Temperature screening and wearing of masks will be required for this event. And don't forget, members of the Pastor's Commemorative Celebration Committee are available in Ida Clark Hall at the conclusion of every service to receive your payments for ads for our keepsake gala souvenir journal and gala tickets. The deadline for ads is December 31st. We thank those who have made deposits for the gala. It is an enormous help as we plan this evening's event. All tickets must be paid in full by February 12, 2023. If you have any questions, please call Sister Dana Anderson at 202-524-0749. And just in case you're wondering, well, what is Sister Cynthia talking about this gala? Well, we are having a pastoral appreciation and birthday gala on Friday, March 17th, 2023, 6 p.m. at Martin's Crosswinds. So please try to get your tickets now, and please place an ad in the keepsake souvenir journal to show your appreciation for Reverend Tucker and all that he has done for First Baptist Church. Yes. Let's keep letting him know how much we love and care for him. All right. We will now proceed with remarks and closing prayers by Reverend Frank D. Tucker. Reverend Tucker, are you with us? Reverend Tucker? Okay, we'll have a musical selection. Yes.
Am I there?
Yes, yes.
I don't know what happened, but
we certainly thank God
for this another blessed experience that has been ours to have at this prayer time. We certainly want to thank God for Minister Gregory Wright, one of our own young people who has certainly demonstrated his commitment to God and his following in the way of the Lord. And we certainly thank him for his message tonight and for all of those persons who participated in the services. this evening. We also want to thank all of our attendees who have come out again and have shared together in this hour of prayer. God is good, and we know that we can get fresh strength and fresh hope and joy when we come together as a people of God and pray and talk with Him as He feeds us manna from on high. We certainly want you to continue to stay together in prayer and in worship, and encourage you to be with us on Sunday when we'll have our hybrid service for a communion experience at 10 a.m. And we're looking forward to a fine time of fellowship and joy together in the Lord. The Reverend Donald Robinson will be preaching, and so let us get ready for fellowship in the Lord's table. And then we certainly want you to be present on the second Sunday, December the 11th, when there will be a wonderful experience of sharing with children. And we want to thank all of you who participated in this project, and be there and let us enjoy the wonderful service that has been arranged for us. The Reverend Tamika Moore Garreau is going to be preaching. She is from the 10th Memorial Baptist Church in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And we encourage all of you to come and share in this powerful preaching sister who will proclaim the word on that Sunday. And then we want to encourage all of the clubs and organizations to provide the names of their newly elected officers for 2023 by calling the church office or sending it in them into the church office so that appropriate preparation can be made for the ensuing year. We trust that you will be faithful in this duty and in this experience. And now let us prepare for our final prayer experience. We're going to open the lines up for prayer requests. We're going to have 20 seconds for you to present your the names of your person and that persons or situations that you want to be prayed for. 20 seconds, the lines will be open.
Thank you. Thomas Thorn family.
God our Father, we come asking that you would hear now the cries of your people as they collectively call out to you, knowing that you hear them and knowing that you are able to bless them. We hear it over and over again, the cries for the well-being of families. We pray, oh God, that all of the many families that have been gathered and those who are here tonight and those, oh God, who are in need of your blessings, we pray, oh God, that you would attend to their needs, bring them together in peace, in harmony, in strength, in hope, in renewal, and strengthen them as only you can do, O God. And then, O God, the individuals whose names have been called, the situations that have been lifted up, O God, we pray that you would attend to them. You know all about them. You know the troubles, O God, before we can even call them out. You know all about us, O God. And so we just ask that you would just sustain us and strengthen us and empower us that we might be the people that you have called us to be. We need you, God. We realize that we can't make it without you every step of the way, O God. We need you, and we ask your tender care and mercy upon us. Be with us in times of trouble, in times of heartache, in times of pain, in suffering, when we are struggling, O God, when we're in doubt and when we're in fear, O God, draw nigh unto us and empower us to be, O God, strong in your name, knowing that you are near us. And, O God, fill us up with your divine power and grace that we might be able to do what it is that you desire each one of us to do. And then, God, we want to say thank you. Thank you for grace and mercy. Thank you for peace and power. Thank you for joy and hope. And, oh, God, we thank you for salvation. Thank you for saving our souls. Thank you, oh, God, for Jesus the Christ who suffered, bled and died on Calvary's cross that we may gain the hope of eternal life. We thank you, O God, for everything that you have done for us. We thank you for giving us strength to climb the ugly and high mountains in our lives. We thank you, O God, for giving us the strength to swim the rivers of difficulty and heartache and pain. We thank you, O God, for every trial that you've enabled us to overcome. For it is in the blessed name of Jesus the Christ that we ask all of these blessings. And our soul says, amen. And now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and be gracious unto you and grant unto you his holy and divine peace. And the people of God said, amen, amen, and amen.